wake up with eggs, toast, and hot sports opinions baked fresh daily. Donovan Miller, tomorrow morning at 5:30 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right, let's get going on this because it's time to stop down now for a little bit of...
Entertainment.
And this is brought to you by Bob Thomas Ford and Service King. So, let's have we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room. And let's say hello to the most abrasive, polarizing radio personality in the Dallas market, who is on board with our latest hypothetical. Would you do that, Grego?
Yeah, you bet. $5 million, you bet. Wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
You have to.
Here's Cobra.
Here he is, the Cobra. Here's Cobra.
Who's going to rape me?
I love cream. All right, the hypothetical, just to let everybody in on it. For 1 year, for $5 million, you have to manure in your car every time you have to manure.
So every time you got to go big potty,
yes,
you have to do it in your
car.
Now, are you allowed to clean the potty out?
No. It sits there for a year.
What?
It's tough, isn't it?
So it keeps stacking up?
But it decomposes. Yeah. But you got to take a run at it. You got to go for it.
Now, Grand Prairie Ford's not going to be happy with me. It's going to be a pretty tough car for them to sell.
You could probably pay that car off, though, pretty easily with the $5 million. But you can't tell anybody, your family or anybody, what's going on when they get in the car.
What if you just don't take anybody for riding the car?
You have to, once a month, put someone in the car.
God, Michael!
You think you'd take her, and you can't tell her what's been going on?
Well, then, isn't she going to kind of turn around and take a look and see?
Oh, yeah. And you just have to be like, look, I just...
This is what I do now.
Deal with it. This will all pay off in the long run, all right?
No, like if you have a car, can you do it in the trunk and then shut it
down? No,
you got to do it in the back seat.
Yeah, the back seat.
That's why you need to buy a big-ass SUV or a van.
Mm-hmm. All right, so ponder that. Okay.
For a year.
One year.
That's like 365 dumps.
Yep.
Or maybe 700, some people's case.
Yep.
Hello.
Mark David Chapman, who killed John Lennon
there
back in 1980,
no,
is going to be on Dateline NBC this Friday, which I'm going to watch. You going to watch this?
I've already T-boned it.
Really? Here's what he has to say. Now, this is taken from a tape that was made in 1992 that has not been aired yet, I guess. He says that nothing could have stopped him. He says, I was under total compulsion. It was like a train, a runaway train. There was no stopping it. He says he recalled waiting for Lennon that night outside the Dakota apartment complex in New York City, then reacting as he saw a limousine pull up outside the ex-Beatles' home. I heard a voice in my head saying, do it, do it. And as he passed me, I pulled out the gun, aimed at his back, and pulled the trigger 5 times in succession.
Man, that's cold.
This is the first time he talked about this publicly?
Guess so. He recalled that his desire to kill Lennon began one day in his apartment in Hawaii, where he was sitting on the floor and looking at the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper album. He says, I was looking at Lennon. There was a successful man who had kind of the world on a chain, so to speak, and there I was, not even a link of that chain, just a person with no personality, and something in me just broke.
Anyone know him if you saw him?
Absolutely.
I don't think I've ever seen a picture of him.
Yeah, you have.
Oh, that's him?
Yeah, he's...
Know him in a heartbeat.
Yeah. You hate him, don't you, Danny?
I do.
I do, too.
He killed one of my heroes.
For no reason.
Do you remember when it happened?
I mean,
Danny, and I know you guys did. I mean, it didn't affect me at all when I was a kid. I knew he was a Beatle, and I knew it was weird, but I was like 9 or 10. I didn't really understand what was going on.
I knew. Yeah, I remember. I think I was watching Monday Night Football.
Was it in the second half or the first half when they announced that? Do y'all remember?
It's around 10.
It's probably second half?
Probably so.
Or close to them. Half.
Where were you?
I was watching Monday Night Football, too.
And that's how you found out?
Yeah.
Now, were you pretty shocked and shook up?
No, yeah. I was at the zoo at the time.
Really?
Boy, that was a very somber place the next day, too.
So you were about 30-ish.
Yeah.
See, that'd be so weird.
You were 30.
Yeah, 1980.
December 8th, 1980. I was almost 13. It didn't affect me at the time, really, because I was late in discovering John Lennon and the Beatles, but I was aware of him and knew he was important, and I remember feeling pretty sad about it.
I was in fifth grade, and we were outside drawing, putting a piece of paper over a leaf and drawing the sketch of a leaf over it, you know? Did you guys ever do that?
No.
Am I being complete? You guys never did that before?
Yes.
Put a leaf underneath a piece of paper.
And you take the carbon.
Yeah, you take
carbon
the carbon
pencil,
yeah,
and just kind of
trace over it, yeah. And
you ever been to Wrigley?
Matter of fact, yeah, I have. Once.
Just wondered.
I hate you.
God, I wonder what that was like.
With such a passion. Let's see. The number one TV show in America, again, is CSI. Here we are in our second week of sweeps. Has anyone been watching the news? Maybe we should get into this community quick hits about the stuff they've been throwing out.
They're doing it. They're doing all their exposés.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's horrible.
Expo.
Horrible. CSI is number one by a mile. 30 million viewers watched the regular CSI. Desperate Housewives, 26 million. Last week's Monday Night Football, 22 million. Without a Trace on CBS, 21 million. Lost with 20 million. Grey's Anatomy, close to 20 million. Good show. Good show.
Did you watch it?
Yeah. CSI New York, 19.2 million viewers. Survivor Guatemala, 19 million. And CSI Miami, 18 million. So all three CSIs are in the top 10.
Hello, CBS.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 81. Shut up, Norm.
Well,
7 out of 10 CBS shows.
Now, Law and Order used to be like that.
Yeah.
Just a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the difference is Law and Order is good. This is not.
Listen to this. Oh, CSI?
Yeah.
You're wrong.
It sucks.
CSI's good. Now, I haven't seen the real CSI. I've only seen CSI Miami and one episode of CSI New York.
You know what? I can't watch. I've tried to watch that.
It's stupid.
But I can't watch it because of that David Caruso.
He's great. He's so overacting, which I love. He never smiles.
He was good in Blue.
He was great in Blue. He's a great TV actor. Here's how dominant CSI is. He says CSI, he says, this says, CSI franchise placed more shows in the top 10 than all of NBC placed in the top 25.
Unbelievable.
With two. That's great.
Wow.
I love CBS. Always have.
Why?
I don't know. It's always had a...
I guarantee you didn't a couple years ago when they were...
They were the old network.
The old people's network.
Yeah. Boy, but what a transformation. Wonder who was in charge
it
of
always
that.
Always happens like that, though.
Cyclical?
I mean, when ABC was horrible, then all of a sudden they got, you know, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and they had that on every night of the week and burn everybody out on it.
Isn't that Les Moonves, the guy that, isn't he the head of CBS?
Yeah, I think he is. I think so.
Yeah.
But Jim McKay's son's about to be head of CBS. Isn't he about to be head of CBS?
Yeah.
I don't know.
News, their news division?
I don't live here anymore.
Oh, where do you live?
Paris Shelton Group. We need Paris Shelton. It's 4:21 on the ticket.
And now it's time for the Daily Hilton Sister Update, satisfying the insatiable appetite of Mike Reiner, who abnormally obsesses over the sluts known as Paris and Nikki. Now here's your host, Snake.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Snake.
This is where, if you're a brand new listener to the show, this is where
Snake.
We entertain Mike. He's only interested in stories about Pam Anderson and Paris Hilton.
I am not.
Yes. You requested a Pam Anderson story yesterday.
Well, that's that's because we needed something to pull us out of the E-News ditch.
Just because you don't watch it doesn't mean that the segment's in a ditch.
It certainly was, wasn't it, Greggo?
It was.
Whatever.
Unbelievable ditch.
Well, Mike, you'll be happy to know that Paris Hilton...
No, I won't. I will be indifferent to know because
whatever.
I don't care about her.
Yeah,
well, why do you play the Open every time?
I don't.
Do this?
I don't.
Weird. Paris Hilton has a new pet monkey.
I bet she spanks it.
Oh, God. My God.
Greg.
Everybody thought it, and you said it.
I didn't even think it.
I didn't either. My brain doesn't work that way.
I actually thought it was kind of witty and...
Shut up.
Smart.
And original.
Paris Hilton's pet monkey.
You thought that was smart?
Yeah, get it. Like, pet monkey? Spank your monkey?
Right. Her new pet monkey's name is Baby Love. So she thought that she would take this monkey on a shopping spree.
She put it in her handbag like she did Tinkerbell?
No.
See, what she doesn't know, she thinks that monkey's real cute, so she's going to take it out. She doesn't know that monkeys, when they poop...
They fling it.
They fling it.
And if it's a boy monkey, he'll handle up in front of anyone.
Yes, right in front of her. Wouldn't it be great to be a monkey?
Uh-oh, Norm.
Here's Norm Monkey.
Oh. Norm, get back in the cage. Thank you.
You know, he isn't a
It's weird. The only
he's
reason he came out of the cage, we mentioned monkeys handling up.
But see, he is an obedient Norm. I mean, all you got to do is tell him, get back in your cage, Norm, and he'll just go by.
I know.
Uh-oh.
Norm?
So listen to what happens. So she takes Baby Love out to shop for lingerie in Las Vegas.
For monkey lingerie?
No, for her own lingerie.
Oh.
Norm.
What did you say? Paris Hilton in lingerie.
Get back in your cage. We're... Baby Love bit Hilton and clawed at her face when she walked into the lingerie shop at Caesars on Saturday with the tiny monkey on her shoulder. Paris managed to pull Baby Love off of her and hook his leash to a cabinet while she spent $4,000 on bras and panties and a bull whip. Uh-oh.
Oh.
Later that night, Kelly Osbourne had a 21st birthday party at the Hard Rock, and Baby Love showed up with Paris again. And Baby Love escaped. So they had to delay the start of this lingerie show at Kelly Osbourne's party until hotel staffers found him after a 20-minute search.
Well, where was he at?
He's a monkey. He's anywhere he wants to be.
I would love to have a pet monkey.
Man, I would too.
They're just...
What a pain in the ass that is, though, to keep up with. I wish you could just rent a monkey for like a week.
I want a chimp, though. I don't want... You remember that monkey we had up here with the fangs?
Yeah.
That thing was scary.
What about the one that we had at Ticket Stock that year?
That's the same one.
The one that could throw the ball and catch it?
Yeah. He was little, like...
He was scary monkey.
Yeah. I think a chimp is the right monkey to have. Or an orangutan.
Like Lancelot Link.
Everything with you goes back to Lancelot Link.
Pretty much.
The only monkey I know. any others?
Curious George.
Right.
You ever watch Lancelot Link?
See? What about Clyde in the Every Which Way
That's
But Loose?
He's an orangutan. And by the way, I'd like to have an orangutan too. On my farm, I want an orangutan, a cow.
I want a panther.
A panther?
Uh-huh.
Sex panther.
If you may.
Oh, man.
And a parrot.
By the way, Paris's Greek shipping magnate boyfriend number two.
The guy that wrecked her car.
Stavros Niarchos III. In one of the Hard Rock rooms paid for by him, his buddy started a fire in there Sunday morning. The blaze set off the sprinkler system, which flooded a dozen rooms.
A big deal. That's happened here.
We're told that he agreed to put $25,000 in damages on his credit card. God.
What a life,
the money these people have. And I'm willing to crap in my car for a year for $5 million. They're just throwing out money like it's nothing, you know?
What if you did that and you did it for a whole year?
Mm-hmm.
You just lived in that stench and you got time to get your money and it was all a gag. Like, no.
Well, you would probably make sure it wasn't a gag before you...
How?
You sent up...
I'd probably maybe get something half, in writing.
Yeah, maybe get half prior, and if you fail, you give it back or something.
But what if at the end of it is just like a big gag, and you like had a lawyer and he was in on it, the paperwork was fake,
yeah.
Disappearing ink.
Out from behind the wall walks Ashton Kutcher.
Right, after
You've
a
been
year...
Pumped.
Remember the gag where some radio station was offering up a Toyota and for some contest, and it turned out whoever won it got a Toyota, like a toy, little toy Yoda doll from Star Wars. And they sued.
Yeah, we did that, didn't we?
Did they win?
I don't remember. I quit reading.
Hmm.
Here's Give Up. I love Give Up. Rod Stewart gave up on life and decided to go to record standards. Now, I can understand this guy doing it, but still, to me, it's a give up. Barry Manilow is reteaming with longtime collaborator Clive Davis on his new album, Greatest Songs of the 50s. You will hear songs such as Tony Bennett's Rags to Riches.
Tony!
Bobby Darin's Beyond the Sea. Johnny Mathis' It's Not For Me to Say.
All great songs.
Are You Lonesome Tonight? Who does that?
Elvis.
Elvis.
Unchained Melody by the... Is that the Everly Brothers?
That'd be the Righteous Brothers.
Righteous Brothers? What's the difference? They're both spares.
The Righteous Brothers are spares. The Everly Brothers are spares.
No question about it.
Oh, my God. You better stop.
They played on the weak-minded. They're the originator of fat women music.
No.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Not the Everlys.
Phil and Don?
The Righteous Brothers who sang If There's a Rock and Roll Heaven? You're telling me that was kick-ass?
Well, maybe by the time they did that, they'd kind of had it.
You think? What was the other one?
Well, they also did. You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your ears.
Ba-dum, ba-dum.
Bad. The greatest songs of all time.
Bad.
It is not.
Fat woman song.
You are showing your ignorance. You better stop.
Okay, you're telling me that that's not... I'm telling you, you can trace every single fat woman song back to that one. That's it.
What's a fat woman song?
Yeah.
That's the type of song that a big fat woman likes.
Why do you hate fat people so much?
I don't hate them. I'm just saying that there's certain songs...
All right,
songs.
Well, what's a fat woman song? Let's do this.
What's another one?
Name a fat woman song. Let's trace it back to that.
Unchained Melody.
It's not a fat woman song.
Yes, it is.
What the hell?
Pining for their man, you know, it's just a sappy love song. Sitting there just scarfing down anything they can.
For one thing, it's not a girl's song. It's a guy's song. Guys sing it.
I know guys sing it, but girls like it.
Huh.
Guys don't like that song. That's a gay song.
Sure they do.
I do.
You don't like that song. You can't prove it to me that you like it.
I like it when Elvis does it.
I like it when the Righteous Brothers do it.
All right, I'll tell you what. I'll come up with a list of my top 10 fat woman songs.
All right, you do that.
Okay? Because there's a million of them. Lard asses.
God, man.
That was a drop.
No, it was, and I saw your mouth move.
It will be now.
GQ has given up, too. They've named their Man of the Year Jennifer Aniston.
What?
Yeah, but have you seen the cover?
Yeah, I hear she's naked. Uh-oh. Oh, no.
She's covering her boobs.
Get Jeez. Back in oh, there geez. Now. Get in there.
So she's nude on there?
Hang on. Jennifer Aniston earned the honor because the magazine said she showed a lot of poise, grace, and good humor during her breakup with Brad Pitt this year. She shows all woman by posing topless on the cover and in some of the photos inside the mag.
Hey, now.
Okay.
Oh. You might not be able to get him back in there this time.
But what is she doing, Ty? You seen the picture?
Yeah, they showed it on, they were showing it on ESPN. They were talking about it.
And ESPN?
ESPN?
That's the
all-sports.
Sports.
Well, apparently not in this segment that I was watching. But it was pretty nice. There was kind of a side view, and she's covering up, but...
So you can't see anything?
No, you can't see anything on the cover.
What about on the inside?
They didn't show any of those, so I don't know about those.
They don't do nudes, do they?
No. I'll tell you what. For 30...
You won't be able to see nothing.
For 36, she's as good as there is out there.
It doesn't get much better than her for her age, man. Mike, and I used to be with you on this, but God, did you see her on Letterman the other night?
No.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, she's a piece of work.
She's a piece of ass.
Oh, no.
God, you know what? We're teasing the guy.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Get back in there, Norm. Mm.
Should we dump that?
Dump that ass?
All right, okay. All right.
We talked about pottying in a car, and you're worried about a piece of ass?
It is good.
Isn't that what it is?
Solid context.
Isn't that what it is? Potty in the car, piece of ass?
Let me tell you something. If I got a hold of that, I'd be thinking, that's about as good as I can do.
Of course it's as good as you can do. Jennifer Aniston is as good as you'll ever do. You'll never have it. Ever.
Guarantee you.
I could.
That any of us that had her right now, any of us, would be tired of it in a year.
I'd like the opportunity.
Do you understand what goes along with Jennifer Aniston, though?
Cash.
Millions and millions of dollars.
You'd be tired of doing it after a year, though.
You know what else?
Cigarettes.
Cigarettes.
Fine.
Oh, is she a smoker?
Yes.
Is she on the list?
Yeah.
I would encourage her to smoke.
They were inseparable.
Hold in her smoke. Let me open my mouth. Let her open her mouth. Our tongues meet as the smoke exhales, and I collect her smoke.
You would do this every day?
Every day.
She ain't that great. I mean, she's great, but not if she smokes.
And she's not like all...
That knocks her down a lot. Well, we don't know. We haven't seen her in person.
What?
She may have that smoker's look.
I don't think so.
Or you know who she's surrounded by on the smokers list?
Oh, my God.
This is like your president gag.
We have to go.
You can name anybody on either side of the smoker. Go ahead.
All right, you have Jennifer Aniston surrounded by Pamela Anderson and Christina Applegate.
Christina Applegate?
You know what?
She smoked like a chimney in Anchorman.
Find me. You know what your job is on that list?
What?
Find me a troika in alphabetical order hotter than those three. Can't be done.
Have that done by tomorrow.
Tacoma, Lucy Papillon, Vince Vaughn.
They're really not in.
It was a terrible, terrible trilogy, Greg. We have to go.
Danny says we have to go.
It's 6:14. Come on.
Well, you guys have learned